Today we're learning lesson number 24 in the book of Rus, Perek Dalet, chapter 4, Psukim Vav Techa, 6 to 8. Now that Boaz has informed Tov of what he wants him to do, to purchase the field of Naomi and to purchase the field of Rus, and to do Yibam with Rus, the Redeemer responds, Vayomer HaGoel, and the Redeemer says, Lo uchal ligol li, I am not able ligol, to redeem for myself. Why? Pen ashris es nachlasi, lest I ashris, ruin, nachlasi, the name of my descendants. And therefore, ge'al lecha, redeem for yourself, ato, you redeem for yourself, esku lasi, my redemption, ki lo uchal ligol, for I am not able to redeem. So, his obvious question is, why does it say twice in the pasuk, lo uchal ligol? First time he says, lo uchal ligol li, and the second time he says, ki lo uchal. So, the commentaries say there were two reasons why Tov refuses to do Yibum. Number one, that the fact that Ruth is a Moabite, and he's not so sure that a Moabite is permitted into the congregation of Israel. So this will affect and will ruin the name of his children, that Tov has married someone who's not Jewish, and therefore the children will be affected, especially, and even the child that is born, he feels it won't be called after my name. So what do I need this for? The second reason he says lo uchal ligol is because he's afraid that maybe in subsequent generations, they would overturn this ruling of Boaz that permitted a Moabite woman. And then that would create great problems for his children afterwards. He feels better. It's much better that Boaz should do this. Number one, Boaz has no family. He has no children. He has no wife at this point in time. So really, no one's going to be affected negatively by this. On the other hand, Tov is married, has kids. They're all going to be affected by this. He's not interested in this. Number two, maybe later generations will overturn the judgment of Boaz and his Sanhedrin, permitting, and they will not permit, a Moabite woman to enter the congregation of Israel. So if Boaz does it, you know, it's going to be very hard for them to want to overturn it if he did it in the past. But if Tov does it, people will say, well, we'll overturn it. What's the big deal? Therefore, Tov, although maybe right now the law is it's okay, he just feels it's going to complicate his life now and create problems much later in the future. Therefore, he says, you redeem. You're a better person to redeem. You're a much more spiritual person. You'll have greater holy thoughts when you're doing Yibum. I don't know if I have the same holy thoughts as you. And therefore, you do this. Pasuk Zayin, the Navi, interrupts the flow of the text and says a piece of history over here before we go back to Pasuk Ches to say what happens. Now, there was a way, an ancient way, of how acquisitions were made in terms of exchanges or sales. And this was called a Kinyan Chalipin. Chalipin means if I want to effect an acquisition, and let's say I want to sell you or give you or an item of mine, what we do between the buyer and the seller, one of them, it's an argument exactly, one would give a piece of his personal belongings and there'd be an exchange made for the item that's being purchased or being exchanged. Now, what they would use is a shoe. And why would they use a shoe instead of something else? Because you have to use something that's readily available that has some value, and it's like there's an exchange. I get this while you get this. Therefore, that was the custom in ancient times. In the times of Boaz, for whatever reason, we're not going to get into, it was not used for many years. And Boaz wants to reintroduce this as well, that this too will become a bona fide way of acquisition. And this is what Pasuk Zion is telling us over here. V'zos lifnim b'Yisrael. And this was the custom before in Israel, meaning before the times of Boaz it was done. It had fallen into disuse, and Boaz now wants to reenact it as well. What was the custom? Al ha-ge'ula, concerning sales, v'al-ha-timur, and concerning exchanges. L'kayim kol dover, to confirm and validate anything of type of a transaction. And what would be done? Shalaf ish nalo. A person would remove his shoe, v'nasan l'reyu, and give it to his neighbor, his friend. There's a machlokes in the Talmud exactly who would exchange it with who. Would it be the buyer to the seller or the seller to the buyer? But that's what would happen. And this activity, we call it a kinyan, a mode of acquisition, v'zos, and this was the method of hatu'uda b'Yisrael, of a testification, a law of testimony amongst the Jewish people that this was a proper thing in the olden days, and Boaz wanted to reinstitute it, and that's what he's going to ask the Tov to do right now. Pasuk Ches, not to be confused with the aspect of chalitza. If somebody does not want to marry a woman and do the mitzvah of Yibum, there is another concept of the woman removes the shoe from the person who refuses. Do not confuse that. We're not dealing with that at all. We're speaking about just a transaction, and the transaction is that the fields, the rights to purchase the fields from Nomi and Rus was something that Tov had the rights to, and Boaz would have to purchase those rights from him. So therefore, there would be this transaction would happen with the transfer of the shoe, and that would cause the legal transaction to happen, that Boaz now is the one who could collect the, have the right to purchase the fields. So Pasuk Ches, now we go back to the story. Vayomer ha-goel le-Boaz. So the Redeemer says to Boaz, since he said, you do it, he says, kenei lecha, make an acquisition for yourself, buy it yourself, you're in a better position. And indeed, vayishlof na'alo, and he removed his shoe. And again, we're not sure who removed which shoe, but clearly the legal transaction was done in front of the 10 elders. Nobody could argue about this. And now it is, Tov has been released, as it were. He has released his claim. And now Boaz is in the position to perform the mitzvah. Let's look at the questions. Question number one, why does Tov refuse to do Ribum with Rus? The two reasons. Number one, it will ruin his children. It will cause all kinds of problems in terms of bringing in a non-Jew, even a convert as another person to be in their family. It could cause a taint to the children because people will think that maybe she's not really Jewish. And number two, in subsequent generation, the child she has will not really be considered his child. And moreover, any children they may have later, it may be overturned by a future Bezdin and will say that they are no longer Jews. Two, why does Pasuk 6 say Lo Uchal Ligol twice? It's because there were two reasons why Tov did not want to do the redemption, as we've already explained. Three, was the law permitting a Boaite woman to convert to Judaism widely known at this time? No, it was not, and this is the great concern of Tov. Four, what was the custom of how exchanges and sales were done to effect acquisitions in time long ago? One would remove his shoe and give it to the person, and that would affect the transaction. Five, why was a shoe used? Because it had a monetary value and it was readily available. Six, who would give the shoe to whom to affect the acquisition? There's a debate amongst the rabbis if it was the buyer or the seller. Seven, what does Tov give Boaz permission to do? He gives Boaz permission to now have the right to purchase the lands from Nomi and Rus and to do Yibum with Rus. Eight, why does Tov think that Boaz is a better candidate for Yibum than he is? Number one, Boaz has no wife or children, so this will not affect the harmony in the home as opposed to Tov. Number two, in case the law would be overturned, it's less likely to be overturned if it happened to Boaz than if it happened to Tov. Nine, was the shoe used to perform the mitzvah chalitza? No, that had nothing to do with this story. Please review this week's lessons 19 through 24, and have a very good Shabbos. Take care.